Hundreds of students, faculty, and staff filled the auditorium Friday morning at Springfield's High School of Commerce to remember fellow students, friends, and colleagues who were killed by a gunman at the Sandy Hook School. The vigil included a song and several student-authored poems read aloud by their teachers.
Young children that are gone, just so sad. God, where'd we go wrong? I feel so bad. I thought I'd never cry for people I never knew or even break down. But those children made it true, how I do frown. 20 little hands, 200 tiny fingers, to another land, those names will linger.
The names of the 26 victims were read.
Anne Marie Murphy, Emily Parker, Jack Pinto, Noah Posner, Caroline Peretti, Jessica Rigos.
There was a moment of silence during which small battery-powered candles or illuminated cell phone screens were held aloft in the darkened auditorium. Several students could be seen weeping. Tanika Hollins, one of the students who helped organize the vigil, said she was deeply moved by the loss of so many innocent lives.
Imagine that's our little brothers and sisters dying, or that's like our relatives. That's, and it doesn't matter if it's a stranger on the street, that's still hurtful to see little kids die.
When students approached the administration with the idea for a vigil, it was immediately embraced. School principal Charles Granson said he was proud of their compassion and concern for others.
And we will keep the light that lived inside the souls of all the students and educators who lost their lives last week in our hearts forever and ever. Sandy Hook, the High School of Commerce, remembers you. Thank you.
The vigil had been planned for outside in front of the school, but was moved to the auditorium because of a driving rainstorm. Art classes produced a banner that was on the stage. It read, High School of Commerce Cares. It depicted angels set against a dark blue sky. There were posters with pictures and remembrances of each of the 26 victims taped to the auditorium doors. Students made more than 1,000 green and white ribbons for their classmates to wear. Assistant Principal Michelle Heim said students stayed after class and came to school early in the morning all week to prepare for the vigil.
And even though it's the holiday season, it's a little somber. A lot of the students have younger siblings, and it really hit home for them.
120 students in the 10th grade English class taught by Sonny Cerencione each wrote a poem.
The assignment was simply to write to the child or about the child that had lost their lives, and the poems were moving, emotional, and kids really embraced this farther than what I expected.
Elsewhere, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick led a moment of silence at the Garden of Peace Plaza in Boston. Bells at numerous churches and the clock tower at Mount Holyoke College tolled 26 times. Mother Woman, a nonprofit family support organization, along with other community groups, held a gathering at Edwards Church in Northampton. People there had an opportunity to sign letters to President Obama and Congress urging a substantive plan to end gun violence. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.